My name is Steve Reese. I'm a refuge officer with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
All right, what are we doing out here, Steve?
What we're doing is supporting the regional efforts as far as the hurricane response and assistance. What we're doing is just cursory check over each individual station to make sure that there's no structural damage. Look for anything that may help support the regional incident command team and their efforts to help provide any assistance to the individual stations.
Gotcha. Good deal. And then you're also checking on folks just to make sure that they're not only the facilities, but that that they were safe and the individuals were safe.
That's correct. Part of the instruction from the regional office is that each individual station provide a hurricane action plan for individual stations that list phone numbers and residents of the employees. And what we'll do is go and also check those out and make sure that the employee doesn't have any damage to the residents and that, you know, their family's taken care of and no medical emergencies.
Cool. What have you found so far with Hurricane Gustav?
What I've seen a lot of is a lot of wind damage, trees down on power lines in central Louisiana. Haven't seen much on this side thus far as wind damage or power outages in the Lake Charles area.
How was your team composed of?
We have four SWORT members with this team. Myself, Officer Eddie Brannon, Officer Jane Whaley, and Officer Les Pulley.
How about on the other team? Because you approached it from two sides, as I understand.
That's correct. We also have an alternate team or another team that's looking at some other areas in Louisiana. We broke apart last night, and my instructions and orders were to come over here and just to secure this side and make sure that they didn't suffer any damages. And once we complete our mission over here, then we'll move on.
What about the team? Is this unique for the Fish and Wildlife Service, having a special operations response team?
Actually, the team's been around for quite some time. Not only do we support in regional or national emergencies, but we also provide assistance to individual refuges for specific law enforcement issues or situations.
Can you give me an example of some of those other situations?
It could be a situation with a large hunting operation that's moved in, maybe running dogs, demonstrations. Unfortunately, there's a lot of marijuana cultivation that happens on government property, so we work a lot of that. Meth lab, mobile meth labs, any unique or special type operation where the individual station or the refuge officer that's assigned to that station would need further assistance. That's what we're established for.
Your special operations team is from all around the region, right?
That's correct. I think we have representation from Kentucky, Tennessee, Arkansas, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, and Florida.
Cool. All right. This is Don McKenzie on Tuesday, the 2nd of September, out at Sabine National Wildlife Refuge.